I can't tell her reload it. I've got the camera, my girls are posing. I need some backup, then my ones are rolling. Grown woman thinks I'm never at risk. Mind my own business, I'm never in mess. Who am I? I ain't made. Get a slice of the cake. Want a house with a view and a new pair of shoes. Keep it real from the jump. Gucci gang, little vibe, little bass, little kick, little snare, little life. Big truths, do you? They don't care.
So welcome back to this podcast. My phone died, hence the cut. But yeah, I would continue. I think it's good to kind of take a little break, as this is a very long podcast. So I would divide it up into two. Let's begin. So I will continue from where I was. So I was just giving a sort of a final thoughts on the interview with Dr. Lidwood. She mentioned that it's important to cross over to other disciplines and for a researcher to kind of learn more and not just be stuck with the field that you're interested in. I think the interview was very needed indeed. After reading the ethical collaboration, I think the interview was refreshing because it just reaffirmed the ideas I've read in that reading. And it gave me more insight into just anthropology, research, ethnography. It was a good aspect of this week for me. I benefit from visual learning, so yeah, it was quite important for me. Moving on to the voices of the Rastafarian from Ethiopia. So there was a reading on this, and then there was the video. This was a very, very important aspect of this week for me, because I believe that have seen the thesis and then seeing the video that went with it and the little film production, I think just tied everything well together, and it gave me a more insight on ethnography and what that is about, because going into that week I had no clue what ethnography was. This is a very, very important aspect. Let me go into talking about the video. She explains her research and the importance of her research and how the Rastafarians really do need a voice. This was a very, 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 very important research in my eye, because I think it's good that we are able to see the effects of discrimination. The effects of discrimination in not even just the Western world, but even in Africa. The Rastafarians have gone to Ethiopia to kind of seek home and finally find a place where they belong. But for them to experience what they're experiencing is unfortunate. This was a very touching interview or video. And I also found the fact that she included her own kind of life and her own her children and her perspective and her, you know, thought process behind everything, that was very, very, very useful, because it gives you a further understanding of the research. And I think that this is what ethnography is about. For me, this work was, I would use the words of Greets, who described ethnography as thick description. I think she provided us with that thick description through her video, through her research. She's given us an in-depth understanding of what this issue is, and she unpacks this on different layers. She unpacks the different layers and unpacks this on many different levels. I found the fact that she, you know, immersed herself into the environment. She, you know, was friendly with each one of them, and she, you know, had a relationship with them. That was quite useful to see, because she's just not an outsider. She is part of that world. And I think once you're part of that world, it's easy for you to delve deep into these issues and get a better understanding. She gives us their perspective on what they're fighting for, which is, I guess, legal rights and, you know, residency in Ethiopia, so they can prosper as people. Because without it, I think they're not able to do much. So yeah, the lack of legal status is very, very important. I mean, it's very, very crucial, as that means that they are not moving forward in life. They're not doing anything beyond. They're not doing anything substantial, and they're not. They've come home to, you know, be great and be in an environment that embraces them, but they're not being embraced, and I feel like that's where the frustration is coming from, and it is understandable. So yeah, this was a very, very important work, I think, and she did it really well. It was very inspirational to see how someone has already done this research and how someone has already nailed doing something like this. So yeah, it's quite inspirational. Moving on to visual ethnography. So this is the piece by Dipesh Kharel. As I said, I'm terrible with names, so please excuse me for that one, for all of them. So with this one, this was, I think I preferred this reading to the Greets reading about thick description. This one tied everything together for me. I think it gave me a better understanding of ethnography more than the Greets reading. The Greets reading was a little bit dense for me. So yeah, this was very, very, very interesting. So he talks about how theoretical, historical, and methodological overview of visual ethnography can be a tool for research. So visual ethnography becomes a kind of a means of representing culture, and cultural is a way of representing culture in essence. And this can be seen in the Rastafarian research in Ethiopia. I think we, through the visual content, we were able to see what that culture is and what struggles they come across and how they live their lives. And, you know, just every aspect of that culture we got to see through that visual ethnography. So it discusses, this reading discusses Clifford de Groot's idea of thick description. So this was really, I think I read this reading first. Maybe that's why I hated the actual reading, but I didn't hate it, that's a very strong word. I disliked it. No, I preferred this reading to the Greets reading. So he discusses the Clifford Greets idea of thick description. So he used Clifford Greets used thick description to describe ethnography. So ethnography explains, in essence, explains the culture, or explains culture through thick descriptions, which kind of provides not just basic understanding, but a detailed knowledge of how people feel, imagine, and perceive the world. This is why I use the example of the Rastafarian research, because I think that research gave me a very in-depth understanding of how the Rastafarians feel, how they think, how they imagine, how they perceive the world. So all of that I got, all of those, that just that concept of description, I got it. I was satisfied with it when it came to the Rastafarian research. So moving on. So visual ethnography can give us that thick description that Greets speaks of. And I've given the example of the Rastafarian. So he then goes on to speak about the different levels of how, different levels of visual ethnography. How did we get here? He talks about photography and how photography was a prominent tool for the ethnographers dating back to the 1930s. So as Elizabeth Edward says, photography at the time was a simple truth revealing mechanism. I found that very insightful in essence, because it kind of does hit it on the nail in the as it kind of, as it describes photography, I think it gives us a very good understanding of what photography does for research. It's a very simple truth-revealing mechanism. So then once he explains photography and its impact in the visual ethnography world, he then goes on to speak about film and film ethnography. So film ethnography dates back to the 1960s. So the photography is a bit older than the film one. For obvious reasons, I guess. Film ethnography dates back to the 1960s. This is when it became an important tool for research, researchers to film human groups in society. According to Banks, films has become a tool to record social evidences when there has been a change in social science from, I guess, language and linguistically focused society to studies towards music, dance, feeling, emotion, and memory. Again, this is where the Rastafarian example comes in again. We could see those social changes as a social, those recordings were an evidence, a social evidence of the world, the child, the world has changed from, you know, how the Rastafarians have decided, okay, I'm fed up living in another man's land, I'm going back home, and, you know, showing us how they, through music, through feelings and emotions and memory, how they view the world. I keep mentioning this Rastafarian example because I think it's very, very applicable to this reading and the other readings that I've looked at. And I think it was important for us to look at that because it was just a perfect example of what ethnography could be like. It couldn't be any better for me. I really enjoyed that research. So he says that visuals and films make field work and findings thicker in Greek sense. So they kind of give us just not the top layer, but they give us the deeper layers of everything. They don't give us just what we see beyond just what we see. We get layers of detail. So ethnography in recent decades has employed visual methods to enhance understanding of the human condition. And I think it's an important tool for us to understand. I think writing can only go as far. I think pairing writing and kind of traditional means with the visual means or visual methods, I think, is a good way to understand human conditions. So visual ethnography offers the description, meaning, and interpretation, not just. When I say that, I mean thick description, thick meaning, and thick interpretation. So yeah, I think that he says that in the end, in his conclusion, and I think that summed up everything in that reading. So that's it for Depeche Harel. Moving on, I think that's about it. I won't go into the Clifford Greetz reading because I feel like I've already spoke about his ideas on here. So generally I really enjoyed every reading that was on there. I think they gave me a very detailed understanding of what ethnography was about. They weren't just readings. They all tied to one another in one way or another, from the videos, from the readings, from all of them kind of had some sort of meaning. So I really appreciate Miriam selecting these readings because it did give me an understanding of ethnography from different angles, not just from one kind of angle. I got different ways of looking at ethnography and visual ethnography. So yeah, I think it was an amazing week. I enjoyed this week the most, I would say. Also paired with the assignment, which was to do your own ethnographic research. I think that was a good way to tie the week together to see if we understand what ethnography is. I remember at the time when I actually did the research, ethnographic research, I didn't do many of the readings. I probably did one and then did the research. Now that I look back, I think it would have helped if I did all of them, and it would have given me a deeper understanding. But either way, I've gotten here, and I've got the bigger picture of what ethnography is about. So yeah, I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much for listening. This is a very long podcast, but yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to our next podcast and our final podcast, which is on week 3. So yeah, thank you so much.